Today on Gardening in a Minute, boardwalks. A backyard boardwalk is a great addition to the yard and is relatively simple to build. A boardwalk, in the conventional sense, is a wooden path for pedestrians and sometimes vehicles. Boardwalks are often found along beaches, but they're also common as paths through wetlands, coastal dunes, and other sensitive environments. You can add a boardwalk to your garden very easily. Build a simple wooden boardwalk by nailing cross pieces to wood sleepers laid either in or on top of a flat, well-drained base of gravel. Make sure the wood is decay-resistant, pressure-treated, or a composite material and rated for ground contact. The decking and support boards should be of sufficient strength to support your intended use. Use your imagination to see how a boardwalk can enhance your landscape. For more about boardwalks and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizer spreaders. Choosing the right fertilizer spreader for you can help you apply fertilizer properly. Dry fertilizers can be applied with either a drop or a rotary spreader. A drop spreader applies a fairly exact pattern. This also allows a tight pattern, but requires that each pass meets exactly with the previous one, or skips will be noticeable. The rotary spreader generally has a wider pattern of distribution compared to a drop spreader and can cover a larger area in a shorter time. There is less chance of missed areas with this type of spreader. The uneven, wide pattern of the rotary spreader is initially harder to calibrate, and care should be used not to get fertilizer granules into water bodies. Be sure to keep fertilizer at least 10 feet from the waterfront. For more about spreaders and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing fruit trees. Many of us are growing fruit trees in our landscapes, but we're often unsure of how to care for them. Most fruiting plants should be fertilized in early spring. For success, you should know a little about your crop, choose the right product to do the job, and apply it with the right frequency. Young citrus trees are fertilized with light but frequent doses of a citrus special type fertilizer. After they've been in the ground for 3 years, we fertilize them 3 to 5 times per year. Choose quality products that contain micronutrients and apply them at the recommended rate by broadcasting them under the canopy. Check with your county extension office for help fertilizing your peaches, pears, and other fruit trees. A little knowledge and care will ensure your fruit trees will provide a bountiful harvest. For more information on fertilizing, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cardinals. Cardinals are a familiar sight in gardens and are one of the most well-known songbirds. The brilliant red feathers of the male cardinal make them easy to spot. Female cardinals are more subtle, with rosy brown coloring. Cardinals like to feed at stationary 4 to 6 foot tall feeders, and they prefer black-oiled sunflower seeds. They feed most often in the morning. Cardinals prefer their surroundings to have a mixture of evergreen and deciduous trees. They will often nest in shrubs or thickets that face an open lawn. Recommended plants for nesting and foraging include beautyberry, wax myrtle, grape, and hawthorn. Be sure to create a place for cardinals in your garden, and since they don't migrate, you could have them around to enjoy for many years. For more about birds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Fakahatchee grass. Fakahatchee grass, or gamma grass, is a southeastern ornamental native that's gaining popularity among gardeners. Easy to grow and virtually pest-free, this grass has rich green, spiky foliage rising upright from 5-foot-tall clumps. Distinctive wine-colored flowers appear in late spring to midsummer on slender stems above the leaves. Fakahatchee grass will freeze to the ground but returns in the spring and is evergreen in subtropical areas. This grass prefers sunny to partially shady, fertile soils but will tolerate most soil as long as it's moist. It's frequently found growing along riverbanks, hammocks, swamps, and other wet sites throughout most of Florida. Fakahatchee grass is easy to grow, easy to propagate, and makes a wonderful addition to any garden. For more about Fakahatchee grass and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.